for milk and cookies. 10 traits of emotionally shallow people. Emotional depth is a tricky thing to talk about because it can easily become a smug little personality. Accessory. The emotional equivalent of saying you only read translated literature and find small talk beneath. You so let me be clear. Lacking depth does not mean someone is fun, simple, light, practical, extroverted, uninterested in philosophy, or unable to discuss childhood wounds over dinner while the pasta goes cold. Plenty of good people are not especially introspective in the way the internet likes to reward some people SH. Oh, depth through steadiness, loyalty, humor, generosity, discipline, or the very underrated art of not making everything about themselves. The issue is not lightness. Lightness can be lovely. The issue is shallowness that turns into carelessness, and the kind of person whose lack of inner life BG and has to spill outward as cruelty, selfishness, or a total inability to treat other people as fully real. One, they confuse being honest with being unnecessarily harsh. Shallow people often mistake bluntness for character. They say rude things and then act offended when other people do not admire their average. Real honesty requires proportion. It knows when truth needs kindness around it. Cruelty dressed as I'm just being real is usually not moral clarity, but poor emotional craftsmanship. 2. They only respect people who are useful, impressive, or socially valuable. One of the clearest signs of CH character is how someone treats people who cannot advance their life. Shallow people become very revealing around service workers, older relatives, socially awkward people, children, employees, anyone outside the hierarchy they are trying to climb. Their warmth as conditions their manners depend on. Audience value. 3. They cannot stay with discomfort long enough to understand anyone. The moment a conversation becomes complicated, they flatten it. Someone is too sensitive, negative, dramatic, jealous, crazy, or overthinking. Nuance irritates them because nuance requires patience. Ins. Teat of trying to understand the context behind a reaction, they reduce the person into one convenient label and move on feeling efficient. 4. They treat other people's pain as entertainment or inconvenience. A person without much depth may enjoy gossiping about someone's difficulty, but they may know how to sit with it respectfully. Another person's failure becomes gossip, and their vulnerability becomes something to rank or judge. If empathy only appears when the situation is flattering or socially approved, it is not empathy but performance with decent social timing. 5. They are loyal to the room they are in. This is one of the most indirect dangerous traits around you. They agree around someone else. They adjust their value shift according to the nearest approval source. The problem is not changing one's mind, which can be a sign of intelligence. The problem is having no stable immoral center, only a social weather vane that turns toward whoever seems most powerful at the moment. 6. They make everything smaller than it is. Big feelings become too much. Ambition translates as trying too hard. Sincerity becomes embarrassing unless it is packaged ironically enough to feel safe. Shallow people often protect themselves from depth by mocking it first. If something cannot be understood quickly, monetized, laughed at, or used socially, they dismiss it as excessive. 7. They have no curiosity about their own behavior. Everyone hurts people, and we all behave badly sometimes. The difference is whether a person can look at themselves without immediately hiring a defense attorney. Inside their head, shallow character shows up, and the refusal to reflect conflict becomes someone else's fault, followed by an apology that comes strapped with a loophole. Patterns are explained away by stress, intention, misunderstanding, or the other person's tone. 8. They want intimacy without accountability. They enjoy access to people because they like being loved, admired, comforted, included, forgiven. The trouble begins when closeness asks something of them. Consistency, repair, hon. SD, emotional effort. Suddenly the relationship feels demanding because they want the benefits of being known without the responsibility of being careful with what they know. 9. They are bored by goodness unless it comes with status. This one feels especially modern. Kindness does not impress them unless it has a noble branding. Intelligence means less unless it is socially legible. Loyalty can also seem dull when compared with charisma. Generosity looks weak unless it is public enough to be admired. Shallow people often choose sparkle over substance and then act surprised when the sparkle does not hold during hard seasons. 10. They leave people feeling slightly less human. The deepest sign is often physical. After spending time with them, you feel reduced, flattened into a version of yourself that is easier for them to process. Their presence teaches you to hide the parts of yourself that require care. A lack of depth becomes a character problem when it creates a lack of responsibility. Nobody needs to be profound all the time or speak in essays or understand every emotional layer of every situation, but goodness requires some willingness to see beyond the surface of your own convenience. It asks for curiosity, restraint, repair, and the humility to admit that another person's inner life is as vivid and complicated as your own. The people worth trusting are simply the ones who notice when they have been careless. Apologize without turning the apology into a hostage situation, and do not need every feeling to be efficient before they take it seriously. Depth at its best is just being capable of care that has somewhere to come from.